What other questions in the adjuvant setting do you get?
The other big one is what to do with the ignored mediastinum. You as an oncologist are sent a patient by someone, whether it be a surgeon of some sort, a radiation oncologist, perhaps their primary care doc, and you review the operative note in the pathology report, and you do not get a good sense of the pathologic status of the regional lymph nodes, which are in the mediastinum. You go back to the CT scan or the PET scan or whatever may be available for you in the preoperative setting, and you can't really make a judgment based upon this level of information about, is this a node negative or node positive patient? I always like to say there's not a breast cancer patient in the country that would have an ignored axilla, that wouldn't have pathologic documentation of node negative or node positive. Yet in lung cancer, we tend to accept this as a standard of care.
How often does that happen?
It's happening less and less. As the word gets out, as we educate our surgical colleagues, as we educate our medical oncologist and adopt the concept of adjuvant therapy, I think we hammer this out in tumor boards and in lectures and those sorts of things, that gone are the days where it doesn't make a difference. Now I think it does make a difference in terms of not only good cancer therapy, but also knowing the stage of the patient, being able to make a recommendation, knowing what the prognosis is going to be without adjuvant chemotherapy and with adjuvant chemotherapy. And personally, if you have extensive N2 disease, I think it brings up the question of whether or not you use postoperative radiotherapy in those patients. And so I think there are lots of issues that maybe, 10 years ago, we weren't necessarily seeing these patients because we weren't giving adjuvant therapy. But now things have changed, and I think that, what to do. I tend to err, if you've got a larger tumor, if you've got a 4 or 5 centimeter tumor, and you've got a either unsampled or inadequately sampled mediastinum, then I almost have to consider routinely that it's positive and bet with the patient and say, if I knew they were positive, I'd definitely give you adjuvant therapy. Your tumor is 4 or 5 centimeters anyway, so you're in a group of patients that I would probably do this. We tend to discuss them in our multidisciplinary thoracic conference. And, the radiotherapists often bring up the idea of, if you're assuming this is negative, is there a role for postoperative radiotherapy in those patients? So that is really a conundrum in thoracic oncology right now, is when you're stuck in that situation, what's the right thing to do?
Do you have any sense of how often these types of procedures are being done by general surgeons and how they stage patients as opposed to a surgical oncologist?
Yeah, I think that there are generally three types of surgeons that are operating on lung cancer. We've got the general surgeons, we've got cardiac surgeons whose primary interest is really in coronary disease and valves and those issues. And then we have real trained thoracic surgeons who just do thoracic surgery. I think, it varies tremendously based upon your geography. I hesitate to say this because I think some place there was someone in a lecture or a paper somewhere who says that there's almost no one in the United States who isn't about an hour and a half to 2 hours from a real thoracic surgeon or someone who does dedicated thoracic procedures. So the access to real thoracic surgeons who are trained to at least do systematic sampling, perhaps dissection, or at least to pay attention to the regional lymph nodes so you have some idea. The reality of it is that there's a significant proportion. I think it may vary from center to center. Being from University of North Carolina and one of our major hospitals in the area, there's actually, up until recently, and I mean in the last 6 months or so, there was not a board certified thoracic surgeon on staff operating on these patients.
Wow.
And this hospital is in close proximity to University of North Carolina, Duke University, where there's a cadre of real thoracic surgeons. So I think the quality of the surgery, the approach to the preoperative staging, to the intraoperative staging is very important in the care of these patients. And we shouldn't allow our thoracic patients to have any less of a, kind of very dedicated approach to the cancer operation. And part of the dedication to that and the importance of that is addressing the status of the regional nodes.